Rob McElhenney dropped the question in so casually that it sounded like a minor consideration, not a development which would send this entire enterprise onto another commercial level and create an entirely new dimension. "Would it be a problem if we have Ryan Reynolds with us?" he had asked Horowitz on one of their earlier calls back in May. "No," Horowitz told McElhenney when he had first taken in that piece of information. "It won't hurt if you have Ryan Reynolds with you." So another player had entered this unfolding picture. McElhenney had never met Reynolds, although they were connected. Reynolds had seen the beautiful and critically acclaimed coming-out scene of McElhenney's Sonny character captured through ballet and shot in black and white many months earlier, and contacted him directly through Instagram to say how much he had liked it. They had messaged back and forth ever since. When McElhenney first went to Horowitz with the football idea, the financier had no immediate sense that he felt the urgent need for a business partner. "He was going to do this thing unless the world ended," Horowitz says. A collaboration would make a difference, though. Carr's initial research was telling them that this venture into the lower reaches of British football was workable on a budget of a few million pounds, and that taking a club up one division was just about achievable if they made all the right calls. The budget would be comparable to some of the National League's big hitters. But a collaboration of this Ryan Reynolds kind would allow an entirely different level of ambition.